Justin Fashanu was sexually into guys. Shock, revelation, I'm not. With that out of the way, what am I doing here? Feeling for someone I never met and no fuck all really of. But I care about many things and I've been real sad ever since his suicide and I don't hear him talked about a lot. Justin Fashanu was black. Now, don't you oppress me, I'm not. And I don't know what it was like being an orphan and his brother, Fostered and Bernardo's. Wish I knew what it was like to have a great football talent. No real idea how it felt to be England's first million-pound black footballer. The pressures, the pleasures, the prejudices, let alone on top to be gay. Let alone to be the first England football star to come out that way. I've done next to no research into him as a person, decent or dastardly. Don't support any of the clubs he played for. Didn't watch him that much play. But I remember that famous goal with a sigh. And I remember with a lasting lump in my throat, news of his suicide. Hung himself in a Hackney lockup. Grew up in Norfolk, full circle, wasn't he born in Shoreditch? And it hurt me quite a lot when his brother disowned him when he came out. And it troubled me imagining his life under very old school Cluffy. Justin, what do you get if you go to the baker's? Bread, boss, bread. Justin, what do you get if you go to the butcher's? Meat, boss, meat. So what are you doing visiting those puff clubs, or such and such? And before he died, Brian Clough acknowledged his unintended cruelty. And heaven help Justin Fashanu's ilk in countries more intolerant than this one. And heaven help the next one who comes out or is forced. Maybe enough kind and clever people will rally around them than did Justin Fashanu. I don't hear him talked about enough. Like so many who become or were made martyrs for whatever and could no longer take the grief. I'm sure you know what it's like to want to put your arm around a stranger, even when you really cannot. So let's do it, eh? Whenever we really can, more often